Next slide. When we speak about coverage, which is the second of the four general questions, we don't have a set of universal benefits. And the way in which health programs provide or list the things that they are going to offer somebody is not by an encyclopedic list of procedures. So a number of the folks here around the table with us this morning are from the Cugin Medical Center, our local hospital. Inpatient hospital care will be a typical benefit of all of the programs that we're talking about, all health-based programs, insurance, and then the public ones, TRICARE, Medicare, Medicaid. So when we have an inpatient hospital benefit, there isn't going to be some appendix that says, here's a list of every single procedure that could occur in a hospital so that you can check off to see whether what you're about to receive is going to be paid for. That's not the way it works. What we have instead are general descriptions of benefits. They often have definitions. And the expectation is that anything that fits within the definition will be covered and paid for. To the extent something won't be, there'll be an exclusion. And that's the fourth of the general questions we'll be addressing. So if there's going to be reference to a specific procedure, it's more likely than not to be a procedure that won't be covered rather than one that will be covered. If it is covered, we need to look to fitting, my word, to showing that the procedure that we're talking about, the type of treatment, the piece of equipment that we're talking about, fits within the scope of a benefit category that's covered. I said that for health benefits, the key categories are durable medical equipment and prosthetic devices. These are benefits that you will expect to find in every one of the programs that we're talking about. They're very common benefits. When we talk about Medicaid programs in particular, and a couple of you, and certainly people who'll be watching the webcast later on, but some of you are interested in working out of state, Medicaid programs in other states often classify communication devices under other than the DME benefit. DME is the most common, but it's not the only one. And you'll find that that's true for many things that Medicaid covers, that they'll fit within a bunch of categories. And here's a list of them. This is just alphabet soup, but EPSDT is the benefit that's available to Medicaid recipients who are younger than age 21. Mm-hmm. OTPT and speech are the therapy services. ICFMR is a facility-based service. It stands for Intermediate Care Facility, for people with mental retardation or developmental disabilities. NF is Nursing Facility Services.